This podcast is a proud member of the Let's Chat Club. Find out how you can become a member by going to the website letschatpodcast.net. This podcast may contain adult language, adult situations, spoilers, and some brief nudity, so parental guidance is suggested.
We have such sights to show you.
After about 5 minutes of this movie, you're gonna wish you had 10 beers.
There's such.
And
there are many gifts in the world and many Toms as well, but I am Sancho.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Listen, Walter.
Listen, I made a great reporter out of you, Hildy, but you won't be half as good on any other paper, and you know it. We're a team. That's what we are. You need me and I need you, and the paper needs
all of Americans.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Hi, I'm Jackie. Wanna play?
Oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la, yeah.
Welcome back to the Cinema Recall Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast. I'm your host, Vern, and this is it. This is our last episode of the season. I'm not going to be releasing any new episodes until after August, but if you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll be getting new episodes over there. Of course, that is patreon.com/CinemaRecallPod. Big shout out to our wonderful Patreon supporters right there. So no special order. I want to thank Jeanette Miller-Mickenham from AKA Jeanette. I want to thank Donnie Roberts from formerly of Teacher's Kiss, now of Videorama Pod. I want to thank Jason Soto from Whatever with Jason Soto. I want to thank Matt and Ashley from Mashley at the Movies. And lastly, I want to thank Chris Revel of Let's Chat with Chris Revel. Now, this particular episode appeared on a podcast that I'm no longer hosting anymore. It was called Screen Tracks, and it has me and my friend Jordan, and it's a podcast where me and him talk about a movie and then talk about a soundtrack that went with said movie. And for this episode, we are going to be covering the Batman soundtrack, Prince's wonderful soundtrack to Tim Burton's feature starring Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Kim Basinger, many others, and we talked about each song in this wonderful, iconic soundtrack. So I hope you enjoyed that. In the meantime, I'm really hoping that you can help me out and go to the LAM site, thelargeassmovieblogs.com, and vote Ginger Snaps as July's Movie of the Month. I am up against some wonderful competition, and I can really use your help. Again, that's largeassmovieblogs.com. I'll post a link in the show notes, but I'm really hoping you can help me out and vote Ginger Snaps as the movie of the month for July. Anyways, folks, that's right now. We're going to get to the episode. I'll let you know that during the episode, my buddy was watching some rats, so you're going to hear some wheel squeaking on there on the soundtrack. Also, I'm playing ad spots from some other shows that may or may not be in existence. And since this is an older episode, we may be referencing future episodes that are no longer in existence because Screen Chats is no longer a thing. Anyways, I talked long enough. I love you all dearly. Don't forget to follow us on the social media platforms. Cinema Recall is on Twitter @cinema_recall. And then on Facebook, Instagram, find the Cinema Recall Podcast. Love you all. Here's the show. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the LAM Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Screen Trash Podcast. This is the official movie podcast where we first of all talk about a movie and then the soundtrack that went with it. But we're doing something completely different for this episode, folks. We are talking about just only the soundtrack of a movie. And as you can tell from the opening song, we are going to be talking about the Batman soundtrack.
89.
That's right. All the songs written and performed by the badass himself.
Your royal badness.
Royal badness. Prince.
The purple one.
The purple one. Now, as you know, folks, too, in the background, you might hear some, like, wheels squeaking there. Maybe not or so. But that is the rats that Danelle and Jordan are watching. So we, yeah, they're watching some project now. So if you hear some
squeaking.
Yeah, that's them right there.
Don't be alarmed.
Don't be alarmed. It's fine.
We don't have a sex dungeon.
That's right. Not yet, all right? I don't know. Oh, you do have a basement, but it's not a sex basement.
No.
All right.
Hey, we're not that weird.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about mainly about the soundtrack to Batman 89. That was the one directed by Tim Burton, starring Michael Keaton.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Kim Basinger.
What's that?
Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger. Billy Dee Williams.
All right.
Yeah. You know, it's a great movie. But I remember getting the soundtrack before I saw the movie. And the first thing I ever saw, I saw, like, the poster of Batman, which was just the bat symbol. And I was like, sold. I've not seen trailers yet, but I'm sold. And then the first thing I ever saw from it was the Bat Dance video, where it had Prince dressed up as Gemini, and he was the character who was, like, half Prince, half, like, the Joker clown.
Half Joker, half Batman.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was? All right. And I really dug it, though, because I dug all the audio samples of the movie. So when I went and saw the movie, and I saw the actual lines of dialogue used, I'm like, holy shit, that was in Bat Dance. That's awesome. So it really made me appreciate that from the movie.
Well, we all, well, okay, I saw the movie first.
You did, okay.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, my young little mind was blowing.
Yep, is that was all, it was mine too there, because holy shit, it was a much more of a dark, grittier version than the Citizens version. And of course, I gotta give my shout out to Adam West.
Yes,
who recently passed away.
Rest in peace, Adam.
You know, I love the 60s series of Batman, but when the 89 Batman came out and it was a much more darker and grittier version, I was blown away that I've never seen a comic book character taken in such like a dark direction.
Well, remember on TV when it came out that they showed a little smidget of the movie? Just a very tiny smidget,
yeah,
of Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Just going like, I'm Batman.
Yo, yes. And we got floored with that stuff there.
People were getting the bat signal, fucking the Batman emblem, like shaved in their fucking heads.
Yeah, it was everywhere. If you weren't around in 89 at the time, you had no idea how Batman was huge. Now, I know a lot of people consider The Dark Knight to be better than Batman movies, and it's a great movie, don't get me wrong, but it would never compare to the merchandising and the power that the 89 Batman had.
Well, back then, we gotta point out, it was a lot tougher to see content back then.
True.
I mean, if you had to see content of 89 Batman, you literally had to watch fucking TV.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only way you got to see anything about the movie at all. And they kept everything
hush hush.
Hissing. And I gotta say, the marketing of the movie was just brilliant, flawless. I don't want to get too much in the movie because, let's put it this way, big fan of the movie, huge fan of the movie, but we're here mainly to talk about the soundtrack of Batman. Since we're doing our Prince Tribute Month right here, we're going to be doing kind of a smaller episode all about the soundtrack to this great movie.
Well, I do have to point out that Prince himself,
yeah,
was a huge Batman fan.
Yeah, and wasn't around this too? He wasn't originally asked to be part of the soundtrack.
No, if I remember correctly, it was Danny Elfman who said, yeah, you should actually have Prince do it because he's a legit fan of Batman.
Yeah.
And he's a great artist.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong on that story, but that's what I did hear.
Okay, yeah.
But that's the thing, when it comes to Prince, you don't really know all the facts.
Yeah, it's kind of an enigma right there. All right.
But
it's kind of like the Gemini that he plays, you know, kind of two sides right there.
Oh, yeah. See? But Prince loved Batman.
Yeah. And it shows what's playing more than the soundtrack here, because you might be thinking that, well, this is just a sound of a bunch of songs that Prince made that they just put into this movie.
No. Wrote and produced, performed. This soundtrack is all original new songs at the time.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you can call it a Prince album, which it is.
Yep.
But every song was specifically for that movie.
Yep.
So not only did you get to see Batman, but you technically got a soundtrack that was a Prince album.
Two best things for the price of one, a Prince album and a Batman movie. What more did you want?
I can't think of anything.
All right, well, let's get more on that later here. Let's take a small break right now. We're just going to play a few quick ads from some other great podcast shows, and we'll be back to talk about Prince. Thank you.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
I'm Clint.
And I'm Jared.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Alcohollywood,
your source for cinebriation,
which you're not listening to right now, because this is just a promo for a weekly podcast on all kinds of movies. New, old, good, bad.
Yeah, especially bad.
Plus, we invent a cocktail and a drinking game inspired by each film.
And sometimes we make jokes. Not this time, but sometimes.
Subscribe to us on your favorite podcatcher and check out the whole shebang at alcohollywood.com.
Hey, this is Jacob Haller. In my podcast, Tell Me About Your Song, I call up all kinds of songwriters, jazz, rock, folk, electronica, whatever, and all levels of experience from just starting out to established national acts, and I ask them to talk about a song they wrote for about 20 minutes. So if you're interested in hearing creative folks talk about what they do, then check it out at tellmeaboutyoursong.com. Thanks.
I like Batman.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed those ads. Let's get going on with the soundtrack, George. What we got here? For track number one, what's this?
The future.
The future, okay.
I'm not good at you. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about
me. What are you?
Track, that's I could be wrong, but I thought that song was played somewhere in the movie.
It was
part of the opening sequence where Bruce Wayne is walking with his mom and dad outside the theater.
Yes, I believe it was.
Yeah, they're outside the theater and you hear like a radio playing the song.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was part of the movie right there where young Bruce Wayne is walking home. Actually, no, it wasn't Bruce Wayne, it's just a little boy.
Yeah.
Walking home with his mom and dad before they get stopped by the two robbers who are eventually stopped by Batman. And the reason why Batman stops them is because, you know, they remind him of what happened in his past. Yeah. Which you all know the origin of Batman. You know what happens with Batman.
Oh,
you know?
They may change it up a little bit, but it's the same origin nonetheless.
Yeah.
Which, great, that bass line.
Yeah.
I mean,
yo, so good.
And he played every instrument. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh, and the part about the future, in fact, there'll be a sample of it at the end of the song. That's when Jack Napier, you know, played by Jack Nicholson, said, "Eckhart, think about the future."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also at the end of the song.
Yep. Yeah. I mentioned that. Yeah. So that's why the song has a lot to do with that soundtrack right there. So, yeah.
And musically, the song's tight.
Oh, very much so. I can't say anything wrong. No, this is a great track right there.
I mean, how the bass line and the guitar complement each other.
Oh, very much so.
Because you'll hear that bass line and then that little guitar part.
Yeah.
It's so well put together.
It's very well put together.
Should we
move? Let's go on this one here, man. What do we got here next?
We have a song called The Electric Chair, which I do have to point out, he did at the time perform it on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Because, you know, Prince, he'd play SNL quite a bit, really.
Okay, nice.
But this is the song he performed on SNL.
Let's do it. If I remember it, this is the sequence when Bruce Wayne is having this big party, and Alexander Knotts is coming there with Vicki Vale.
Yeah.
See, in the movie, though, Alexander Knotts is this reporter, and Vicki Vale is this photographer, and they've been put together to do a story on the Batman.
Yeah, and isn't Alexander played by the dude who played Arliss?
Robert Wool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this part seems there. You see a bunch of like gambling tables going on here. Bruce Wayne's having a big party.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And this is the song that you hear.
Yeah, which is so fitting in that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guitar kicks ass.
Oh yeah, yes.
Once again, Prince doing what he does on guitar.
Yes.
And fucking rocking it.
Very rocking. Yes. Oh.
And it's so good.
You know, I kind of feel like some of the songs, like, you know, Electric Chair, The Future, Later On The Two, like, Party Man, these are, like, Joker songs. He has songs that where he plays the Joker.
Yeah.
And then songs where he's playing the Batman.
Yeah.
This essentially is a Joker song. Feels like a kind of a Joker song in a way.
Yeah, it kind of has that vibe to it.
That's what it reminds me most of right now, is that, if I'm wrong.
Well, then again, it could be...
They give me Electric Chair for all my future crimes?
Well, I believe so, but at the same time, though, with it being played at a Bruce Wayne scene...
It's true, it could be something about Bruce Wayne, but... Yeah. Like I said before, so you can make up your own, you know, opinions about these songs here.
Yes.
But that's just what I feel about that.
Well... musically, it, this floors me.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's a great track, you know. I have nothing bad to say about it at all.
And next up is The Ballad with Sheena Easton.
This Lemon Crush?
No. This what? Is the.
Wait.
This is the Arms of Orion.
Arms of Orion. Okay, all right, okay. Let's hear
which,
it.
Very lovely.
All right.
And of course, you got the lovely Sheena Easton.
All right.
Across the stars for you.
See, this should be the duet between Batman and Vicki Vale.
Yeah.
That's what I think this is.
Well, there's something about the song that the arrangement in the song is fucking flawless.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Some soundtracks with just one artist can be the best.
Yeah.
And I mean, you got Sheena Easton.
No, I gotta say it's a beautiful duet song. If there ever was like a moment where Vicki Vale and Batman would be dancing together, yeah, it would be the song. But this song was mainly used in the end credits, I believe.
Yes, no. Yes, yeah. It was.
Yeah, so like towards the end right there. So beautiful track right there. And have you heard from Sheena Easton after this?
Well, before this. You got the look from Sign All the Times.
That's true. Yeah, I know they did that together, but I don't know if they did anything since then.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But that's the thing about them. There's probably stuff in the vault that we haven't heard.
That's true. All right.
But now we're going to broaden our horizons.
Okay. All right. All right. I want to hear. Okay. All right. We're going to broaden horizons. I don't know if we're going to do that, but I'm going to hear it.
Well, we're going to broaden our minds. Okay.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Songs on the soundtrack.
If that song doesn't give you jamming, you are dead.
I mean, not only...
Because holy shit.
Some about this song is very Parliament to me.
Very much Parliament. Holy shit.
I mean...
I was surprised they did George Clinton to, you know, write part of this. I wouldn't be surprised if George Clinton said, yeah, I wrote part of that.
There's probably a demo out there where he was probably like, so George, you want to collab on this?
Yeah.
Because there's something about it that's very Parliament Funkadelic.
The way that beat comes in at first, and that kiss and that rhythm right there.
It's, oh man. And some about it also reminds me of a house party.
Oh, yes. Hell yeah.
Because if you were to go to a house party...
It would definitely be... Yeah, you'd definitely hear something like this.
Yeah, because it's just so fitting.
And this is the part of the movie, too, where Joker goes to the art gallery. He knocks everyone out with gas.
Yeah, earlier. And he's basically making it his own playground.
Yeah, he's go around, spray painting all the paintings right there.
Except for one.
So, yeah... Not this one, Bob.
I like this
one. I kind of like this one. Is that the Scream?
I think so.
Oh, the Scream right there? Okay, all right.
And, well, the fun thing is about the entire scene is Vicki has this gas mask that's literally red, purple, and green.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then Jack Nicholson fucking rolls up.
Yep.
And he's kind of mocking the paintings, too.
Yep. Yep.
And such a great tune.
Such a great one. I love this one a lot.
Now, Vicki Waiting.
Vicki Waiting. Now, I don't think this one was on the sound, was in the movie. Make some mookie. Fondo.
I try my best to ad-lib. I tell a joke about the woman who asked the lover, why is your organ so small? He replied, I didn't know. I was playing in the cathedral.
Remember the song in the movie at all?
No, but it works for the soundtrack.
I agree. It's good. I don't know. This is probably the lesser ones from the soundtrack for me. It's not bad.
But if you listen to the keyboard riff, it's almost similar to a Tick Tick Bang from the Graffiti Bridge soundtrack.
This one's a little bit better there, actually. No, I like this one.
But it's slowed down. If you were to speed it up, it's almost the same one.
Okay. Yeah, maybe this one is. Maybe it's a damn keyboard that have a problem with the song right there. But it's not bad. It's still good.
Okay.
Wait, now you're next.
Well, now we're going to, a parade.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
Okay, just trust me. All right.
Song because during the movie when the Joker is on his float dancing around throwing money everywhere, this is just a great, and plus it matches the tone of the movie. Trust,
yeah,
who do ya, money, hubba hubba, who do you trust?
Yeah, and
where's the bat? I'm giving away free money. Where's the Batman at home watching his tights?
And but once again, a perfect house party song.
It is, you know, and like I said before, it matches perfectly
with the scene.
With the scene was going on in the movie, you know, he's on a big float. And plus, who would not come to a big party? If you're at a big float, playing Prince, that's going to get you people to your party. Even if you're a maniacal maniac whose plan is to destroy humanity, if you play Prince, it's all good.
Yeah, people are going to come.
Especially if Joker came to Minnesota, he would have killed all of us, actually, because we would have came for sure.
Yeah, because
if you're hanging out downtown, like, wait, is that Prince here? Let's go over there, see what's out. Whoa, is that the Joker? Wait, is that guy like Joker? It's a big float there. Shit, there's money floating around there. Let's go party, all right.
Well, not only that, like, okay, Minnesotans love to fucking dance in the streets.
We do.
And we're huge fucking geeks.
Yeah.
So you got it twice.
I know, right? Prince, something about Batman with geeks right there. Plus, it's out in the city. Music's being played. Fuck yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? Stand there?
Shit, no. Hell no.
And
I love it.
I know, right? I mean, it's so good.
All right, what we got here next, man?
Now we got Lemon Crush.
This is Lemon Crush. Okay.
Such a rush, the crush, the
I like that song, but I don't remember it being the movie.
I don't either, but it's a sexy tune.
It's a damn sexy tune.
And that's the thing. Prince brought the sex in the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if there were babies being made with the Batman soundtrack.
You know, there probably was a lot of babies being made. I remember a lot of people being, you know, 89, all right?
And, you know...
And say, wait, here. 90, my gosh. Most people that are born around the same time Batman movie came out are in their 20s now.
Yeah, so... It's
fucking scary.
I know.
Shit.
I hate to say it, even though I'm fucking 30, I feel old.
I'm damn near 40 and I feel old. Because this movie, I was probably like, yeah, I had to be about 89 right there. I was probably 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, I was 2.
Okay, all right.
But I remember watching it.
You do?
Because Batman.
Man, you better mind than I do, man. Yeah.
You're never going to forget your first Batman movie.
That's true.
Next up, I believe we're going to, ballad territory again.
Another ballad?
Prince, man.
Alright, do it, man. Song.
And we,
but here's the cool thing too about that is that no, that is a song that you hear right when the end credits start playing, and it has the Batman theme
in
the music right there.
Yeah,
that little noise right there, that do 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 do. Yeah, it definitely has like that theme, like the intro part of the Batman theme.
Which I bet you Danny Elfman probably shat himself of joy.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Yeah, it's a perfect way to end that movie too. It's a beautiful song to play during the end credits right there, because it's got the reminder of the Batman theme.
Yeah, and I mean, I can just picture, like, okay, if Prince invited Danny Elfman to listen to this,
dude,
you honestly think Danny Elfman's gonna be like, oh no, how dare you use some of the music I composed?
How bad would it be if Prince actually composed the Oingo Boingo song? Or Oingo Boingo and Prince collaborated.
Oh, that would have been rad.
Wouldn't that be rad ass if Danny Elfman, Prince, Oingo Boingo collaboration right there?
Well, that's the great thing. Oingo Boingo had like this dark element to him.
Yeah.
But so did Prince.
Right. For those of you who don't know, Oingo Boingo is a band that Danny Elfman fronted for many years before he became a film composer.
Yeah. Seriously, if any of our listeners are not familiar with Oingo Boingo, do yourself a favor and listen to Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, very much so. I'd mention that.
And Danny Elfman, I mean, the guy's a great frontman.
I think we'd do another whole another episode just about the score of Batman as well.
We could,
you know, or just do all about Danny Elfman stuff.
Well, shit, if we did that, well. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
The Simpsons movie.
He did not do the movie. He did like part of the theme right there, but I don't think he composed the movie for it.
Really?
He composed the theme song, but not the episodes or the music. Just the theme.
No, I'm surprised he didn't get...
No, he only did the theme.
Okay.
Same thing with Tales from the Crypt. He did the theme for Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, I love that theme.
You know, he did a lot of great theme work right there.
But... he did so many fucking movies.
Mostly every like Tim Burton movie. I know he did other things besides Tim Burton. I just can't think of it right now.
Which, you know, I think this is probably why Tim Burton was a little weary about having Prince do the soundtrack, because he was so used to Danny Elfman.
Yeah, well, he probably thought that it was all going to be all pop songs and everything like that there too, and
when it's not.
They're good, fun tunes, though, that could be seen as being pop songs, but you take away any of the songs that were in this movie, it just doesn't match well.
No.
Party Man, with the Party Man song, had it been the sequence with Joker at the museum destroying shit.
Well, that's the thing. You can listen to the soundtrack, and the electric chair is the rocking tune.
Yeah.
You got two ballads.
Well, yeah, because this one's Scandalous. We didn't say that before. This is Scandalous.
Yeah, so you got two ballads, The Heart of Orion and Scandalous. Yeah. And then you got the funk with Party Man. And
Literature's got some funk there, too, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And you know? The bass line in The Future.
Oh, The Future's got a great-ass bass line right there.
Well, yes. Should we...
What was the last song?
Oh... I don't know, I'm feeling kind of split right now.
Okay. Alright.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Now, you heard the soundtrack after you saw the movie. Now, did you know that Prince did the soundtrack? But you saw this when you were, like, younger, too, so...
Yeah, but when I rewatched it when I was in grade school...
Yeah.
And then I saw the beginning credits where it's, like, music written and composed by Prince. I was like, holy shit!
Yeah, like, you like kind of woke up, like, I didn't know that, shit.
Because when I was a kid, I thought, wow, these songs are sure fun.
Yeah, okay. But you went into, like, you know, Prince back in the age of 2 or 3.
No, yeah. I didn't know who Prince was.
You didn't know what table, you did not know what side of the bed Smother was. You were that, you know.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was lucky enough to realize when I shat myself.
Is that,
mind you, I was 2.
Yeah, sure.
But.
Yeah. But, yeah, go ahead.
It's a flawless soundtrack.
Yeah. No, I so you saw you heard the soundtrack after you saw the movie the second time when you were in grade school, and you were blown out because Prince did. And were you surprised? Prince did a Batman soundtrack?
Well,
were you surprised by that?
Well, not really, because I remember having this book when I was a kid. And in the book, it was a little biography. And in the biography section of the book, it basically said that Prince, growing up, watched Batman.
Yeah.
And I thought that's really cool that he was really into Batman, because, I mean, it kind of made him feel like a realistic, I guess would be.
Yeah.
You know. Very real about that.
Okay.
And and plus it's like, oh sweet, I love Batman too.
Yep.
You know what, yeah. I mean, and the soundtrack, I mean, every song sounds different.
I wanted to ask you to play the certain part of the Batman soundtrack. This song here is the guitar solo.
Okay, I can do that.
I think it's all keyed up right now. It play right there. It's getting ready to play. Okay. But you folks got to hear this great guitar solo. All right. Okay, I love that guitar solo. Had to play the guitar solo, and I like how it, you know, goes back to, you know, that little funky jams right there with the samples of the movie right there. I love that sequence of the song.
Well, it's a great dance tune.
You know what this reminds me of, Jordan?
What?
This reminds me of a track that we're kind of recording for VVC, our band.
Yeah.
Where it kind of has the funk beat to it, and then it goes into something more hardcore.
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
Well, thank you.
So thank you, Prince, for kind of inspiring that shit, all right?
Well, yeah, the crazy thing is, that guitar solo, do you know who it kind of reminded me of?
What?
That guitar solo, there was something a little Dimebag Darrell about it.
Okay, yeah.
A little Randy Rhoads about it.
Okay, yeah, pretty much so, yeah.
And a little Zakk Wylde about it.
It
was
some people might disagree with you on that there, Jordan. They might say, no, Prince, no, he's not considered to be a real guitarist like Prince.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's getting a lot more recognition than he's gotten in years.
Yeah, but I'm sure a lot of people have the argument, like, Prince, come as a guitarist, come on now.
Oh, you don't know the story?
What?
There's a story where, you know, some guy was like, yeah, Prince, the guy can't fucking play guitar. He's shit. So what Prince did was he went to First Avenue.
Yeah.
Brought his guitar, his gear, and he literally played for 2 hours. Just to, like, prove his point that, yeah, I can actually fucking play.
Which is him and a guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah?
For 2 hours.
Shit. Oh, damn.
Apparently after that, the guy didn't say anything afterwards.
Prince put him in his place.
Yeah.
All right.
For
2 hours, all right. I fuck.
I mean, shit, if I was there that night and I saw him just playing for 2 hours with no singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, ugh. But that solo, I mean, it's very heavy metal.
Very much so.
And the thing is now the heavy metalers, some of them are like, yeah, Prince was good when really back in the day, they probably thought, oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can't shred. When really it's not about shredding.
Yeah.
It's about actually, you know, I'm sorry, but it's not that hard to do like Wigmy Malmsteen can do. I'm sorry. Because even though I can't do it personally, if I tried, I probably could.
Fair enough, man.
But the reason why I don't try is because, well,
it's not, you're not into it, so you don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And I see you play before. You actually put on some great guitar solos right there, but you're not doing like the bro metal that everyone else does. So yeah.
Fuck that little, you know, do 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 do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But
I don't know what to say. I love the whole soundtrack, man. Any other thoughts about the soundtrack and whatnot? The Batman soundtrack.
Never gets old.
That's true. That is damn true. That soundtrack never does get old, folks. All the songs there are still good, and you can listen to it as a regular Prince album, listen to it as a Batman soundtrack, and yes, it is part of Batman, alright? It has a lot to do with the plot, a lot of the songs were in scenes of the movie right there. I'm going to say out of 10 points right there, I'm going to give us all 10.
Yeah, so am I.
I don't hate any song off the album here. Even the songs I think that are less, they're still good, because they go in the you know, they fit within the mold.
They're in the Batman realm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the ballads in it, like The Arms of Orion, mm-hmm, and Scandalous.
Yeah. I think I like Scandalous more. That's just my personal choice.
I don't have a favorite.
You don't? Of all the songs, if I had to pick a favorite song, it would be Party Man. If I had to pick one song, it would be Party Man. Second choice, probably Bat Dance.
Oh, man, if I had to pick a top two, that's a tough one.
Yeah, hey, fair enough, man. If I absolutely had to, all right?
But every song brings something different.
That's true, hey.
Because you got the Electric Chair, which has that amazing guitar riff.
Oh, yeah.
So many great bass lines. It's tough. Fucking tough.
Yeah.
I give this album a solid 10.
Yeah.
As far as afterthoughts on it, yeah, it goes along great with the movie, and it can work as a standalone. It can work as, like you said, the Batman soundtrack, but musically, it's kind of all over the place.
Oh. You know what I wish they did for Batman Returns?
Not have it lame.
Oh, you didn't like Batman Returns? I love Batman Returns.
I did like Batman Returns, but some of it... okay, quick run of Batman Returns. Main evil villains, Catwoman, Penguin. For some reason, the Penguin has fucking clowns for his henchmen. Don't understand.
That's true, okay.
But the soundtrack to it is fantastic.
You know, I wish they had, because Susie the Banshee did one song. I wish they had the whole soundtrack have songs from Susie the Banshee.
Yeah.
That would be cool to have the whole soundtrack be songs from Susie the Banshee.
Yeah, and I'm surprised Tim Burton didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Because...
that would be cool to have all original songs from Susie and the Banshee.
Oh, yeah, and plus it could be looked at as another Susie and the Banshees album.
You know? And Susie the Banshee can kind of play the role of, like, Catwoman in a way, too, and have it be part of the vibe, because hearing songs with that kind of reminds me, her music fits the mold of, like, Penguin and the Catwoman.
Well,
and that type of, like, gothic Christmas stuff that happens in the
movie.
Well,
that and Face to Face is such an awesome song.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's something very sexual about it.
Oh, very much so. Of all of her songs right there.
Because, I mean, Susie and the Banshees, like Prince, in the people that I hang out with, which I love them all dearly, Susie and the Banshees are a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas, well, I think the Batman Returns soundtrack, you have a valid point.
Yeah.
Now, Batman Forever, on the other hand, I know this probably will be used for a later date, but the Batman Forever soundtrack, the movie kind of sucks. I wouldn't want to watch it now.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
But would I buy the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Seal song was really good.
Seal song's good right there, yeah.
You got Seal with Kiss from a Rose and U2.
Yeah, I like that one. Hold Me, Kiss Me, Thrill Me. Yeah,
yeah, which is U2 probably at their darkest.
Yeah.
When they're not, you know, when Bono's not being all Bono-y.
Bono-y. Oh, I love it. I think it's going to wrap everything up here for talking about Batman. We got all Batman out there.
Yeah.
The soundtrack's great. Definitely pick it up if you ever had a chance to. I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Screen Tracks. Like always, folks, please check out all of our past episodes by going to the site screentracks.net, screen and then TRAX.net. We are on Twitter at Screen Tracks Pod. We are at Facebook. Just type in the name Screen Tracks.
S-C-R-E-E-N-T-R-A-X. And now you know. Yep. Holy shit. That was like a Mickey Mouse thing.
S-C-R-E-E-N-T-R-A-X. Don't forget about us on Stitcher, Podomatic, and iTunes, all right? And,
thanks for listening, everybody.
Close up there.
We got everybody. Cigarettes.
All right. Bye. Lies, the mustache slide to reveal.